Squim people. Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on throughout the NCRA radio networks and, of course, our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, our theme is You Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman from the album The Toy Story Soundtrack. Of course, last week's question I asked you, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your personal with disability payment? That is your PWD payment. Of course, the email address is still available until the end of August, meetingthelivingradio@gmail.com. I got some news from the Inclusion BC, which is more news on what was happening within based on Inclusion BC. I'll read it to you now. This is from Inclusion BC that's happening on the Bus Pass program. It says, elimination of Bus Pass admission fee opens the door to dialogue and eliminating barriers faced by people with disabilities. It says, friends below, please see the press release that is issued on June 27th. And of course, we've done some of the press release issues onto it. Inclusion BC and a group of stakeholders back in March when they met with Michelle Stilwell, Minister of Social Development and Social Innovations, to discuss changes about the PWD program and resulting impacts on persons with disabilities as well as low as PWD rates. This press release in response to the minister's recent announcement eliminating the $45 bus fee by acknowledging the MSDSI actions, that's the Member of Disabilities, Ministry of Disabilities and Social Insurance Income accounts, canceling the yearly administration fee for the bus pass. We are hopeful that we can continue discussions with the minister with a focus on the primary issues facing the 100,000 people on PWD in BC. Inclusion BC remains committed to addressing the poverty of persons with disabilities in British Columbia and calling for a significant increase in indexing of PWD rates in BC. Excuse me. The immediate release in March of 2016, the innovation of the Minister of Social Development and Social Innovation, a small group of stakeholders from the province disability sector met with Minister Stilwell and senior ministry staff. This meeting was held in relation to messaging convoyed from the 2016 provincial government announcement regarding the provincial's bus pass and to further the commitment of the government to work with the stakeholders for increased opportunities and equally for all people with disabilities within British Columbia. During that meeting, a number of priority areas facing persons with disabilities were focused, foremost being the critical need to increase the people with disabilities to PWD assistance rates to a level that ensure the health, well-being, and inclusion of one of the province's most vulnerable populations, both currently and in the future. Other areas discussed includes the need of increased information sharing and collaboration with stakeholders by government, including working together to ensure accurate plain language messaging in relation to any changes with PWD benefits. The stakeholder group additionally requested the elimination of the annual $45 bus pass admissions fee. And of course, it goes on. They are pleased that the minister has begun to process the address that's discussed at March at the meeting, and as the first step has eliminated the bus pass fee, with it one of the many barriers faced by British Columbians with disabilities. They look forward for the ongoing and the forward movement of the province to the addressed priority areas outlined during the March meeting, all of which are necessary to realization of the government's commitment to make British Columbia the most progressive province in Canada for people with disabilities. And these are the people that agreed onto it. Neil Bellinger for the executive producer of British Columbia, the Aboriginal Network Disabilities Society, Faith Blonder, who's the executive director for Inclusion BC. And of course, you can contact them, www.inclusionbc.org. Donate for the foundation, www.inclusionbc.org/r-foundation. So again, we ask you the question again, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 month increase for your PWD with persons with disabilities? You can email that right now, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. And speaking of somebody, Michael Rubin's here. How are you?
I'm here. I can't even begin to explain what the last 40 days was like.
So this is a project you're doing called Just One Step.
Just One More Step.
One more step.
Yeah. We made it to Banff.
You did.
And actually, I should say, we actually walked to Canmore.
Canmore?
Yes. Because Canmore, the mayor of Canmore, actually sent a letter to Cheryl Young asking her to walk across Canmore. So we actually walked to Canmore.
Okay. So yeah. You went further.
Yeah, we went further than that.
Wow. Okay.
The mayor of Canmore had a very valid reason, because the Paralympic team,
yes,
for skiing and I think it was something to do with sledding or something like that. They actually practice and train in Canmore.
Okay,
so it was like, of course, come to our town. This is more publicity that we want to back disability. So, yeah. So the mayor is very warm and welcoming. I met with a bunch of mayors along the way, and
yes,
some of them were very warm and inviting, and others were just no shows.
Okay.
So, only one of the no-shows gave a reason for the no-show, and that was Banff. The mayor of Banff was actually a no-show, and her reasoning was supporting disabilities doesn't hurt or hinder their city, because they're such a skiing tourist town that it doesn't matter one way or the other to them. Mm. So they're very feelingless about disabilities.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say it's a cute town, but Canmore, if you want to go skiing and you want to participate in wintertime sports, Canmore is the place to go if you have a disability.
Okay.
Because, hey, they're supportive.
Right.
So, So, I mean, it was an adventure.
A big adventure.
I don't know how many of the clips that you actually saw on.
Well, I saw a few. I saw a few of them on YouTube.
Yeah, Cheryl. Was... Cheryl Young is still recovering.
Okay.
Yeah, because you one of the clips, she was hit by the motorhome.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. There was some sort of an accident. She's still
recovering. Yeah.
Okay. Well, best of luck to Cheryl. Mm-hmm. She's listening. So.
She might be listening.
Yeah. So.
She suffered a concussion, inner ear damage.
Were there any other participants besides Cheryl?
They got hit?
No, I meant for the walk.
Oh, for the walk. There were other participants. There was like 11 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, excluding me. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, and one lady, her name is Mary Lou Terryberry. Okay. She started out with a walker, and by the time we got to Canmore, the walker, the cane, the crutches, all that stuff disappeared, and she was just walking, and she walked like 3 kilometers straight in a day. And plus, she was one of the drivers of one of the RVs that followed behind us. Mm. So yeah, it was like. That was an amazing thing to see happen. The highlight of our whole trip, though, and I'm going to tell this quick story.
Okay.
I'm sitting there on the phone with somebody else, because cell service is very intermittent, so whatever chance I had to get the call back this way to check in with friends and business cohorts, you know, I took it. And I'm sitting there one day, and they're... And she comes pounding on the window of the RV that I'm in, mm-hmm. and she's like flagging me to come with her. And she says that she saw a deer. Actually got up to the point that she was running to keep to chase after the deer with cameras. she brought her own little point and shoot camera, and she wanted me to come photograph this deer. And she actually got pretty much into a run. It's like. So amazing things happened, and it'd just be good to see the energy of this project continue mm-hmm. into, Cheryl wants to write a book about this, there's going to be a movie and all that sort of stuff, but also one of her dreams is to have a care facility for people with invisible disabilities, you know. Mm-hmm. Where they can come and stay, and people are sympathetic or empathetic to the fact that they have chronic pain, and also have people on staff that can help people get through their pain.
Mm.
So I like to see that actually happen for her. I like to see the energy of this walk carried through into enough fundraising to build that care facility. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess after all that walking and stuff, I guess it's all about the editing and everything.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, for the movie, yeah. It's all about editing now.
Cool. So, we can't wait to see it.
Coming to theaters near you soon.
Yeah, or a small TV screen near you.
More than likely, what we're going to do with the movie is we'll use a product called Vimeo On Demand.
Okay.
And that way, all of the money that is gathered goes straight to the Fibromyalgia Wellspring in fundraising to help people deal with chronic pain. Mm-hmm. So, which is important work.
Yeah. I mean, there was... I don't know if you've heard of the another movie called Hope Is Not a Plan.
Yes,
that was pretty much I kind of like a short movie film type of thing. So I'm hoping it'd be similar to that.
I'm hoping to between 70 to 90 minutes long,
something like that.
Yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good to know.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm I'm not going to do this right now. So we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more other stuff in just a moment. You're tuned into the Community Living Show. Our question on the bus pass: do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your person with disability payment? Email communitylivingradio@gmail.com. We'll be back.
Magazine, OCW Magazine, the 222 Bookshop Gallery, and the Vancouver Art Book Fair, Project Space presents an anniversary party and fundraiser for the 2016 Vancouver Art Book Fair. Come to Vivo at 2625 Caslow. Doors at 6 p.m. Expect a small night market with zines, artisans, an art sale, comedy, four bands, and a DJ. How can we pack the last 10 years into one night? Illustrations by Julie Major, Nathan Jones and Jeff Lee, Heidi Najdegal, Alex Dursberg, Brennan Kelly, Sylvie Ringer, Aaron Reed, Sylvana D'Angelo, and Chelsea O'Byrne. Limited edition prints by Maya Natalie Goulin and Inescon Minnesota, Cameron Mark McLeod, Mills, and Little Mountain Girl, Pink Licorice, Stefana Fertilla.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRE Radio Networks. And, of course, our question that we're asking you, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly fee increase to your personal with disability payment? Email communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Now, Michael, you were in Kelowna, and you were asking. Yeah.
I was in West Kelowna.
And imagine you read a lot of newspapers of what's happening with the bus pass situation.
What's happening with the bus pass? Now, one of the things was this particular proposal was actually in a newspaper in the Okanagan.
Okay.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, the people across BC are actually becoming aware of what's going on. When I got to West Kelowna, because SkyTrain is a Vancouver issue.
Yes.
They did not know that the people who need to ride the SkyTrain still had to pay a monthly fee in order to have their bus pass work for the Compass card.
Well, the Compass card is still deals with Metro Vancouver, whereas public transit in Kelowna, it's a little different.
Right. She did, and well, the thing of it was is we were actually supposed to meet with on the walk. We were supposed to meet with Kirstie Clark, and she was supposed to walk with us across West Kelowna. Well, she was in Ottawa.
Of course.
Okay. If she was working in Ottawa, that's fine. She's got a whole province to run, right?
Yeah, and it's probably because they've got to do one of those premiers meet with the prime minister, that kind of thing.
So. Yeah, it was probably something to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But when we stopped past the constituent's office, there was a wonderful young lady there. She was very nice, very personable, and she took down the question, and she was going to send it back to the premier's email box so maybe we would hear some sort of an answer. And it was shortly after that that we saw the newspaper article about the proposal of eliminating the $45, which is good. That is a good idea. It's a start towards something, right? It's an opening of a dialogue. It's not enough.
No.
You know?
Never enough.
Not enough, but at least it's a start to a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And we actually talked about that while as a group, we actually talked about that because both those guys, they live in Langley.
Right.
So there is a need for them to occasionally wind up on the SkyTrain and
course.
All that kind of stuff, right?
Of course. You know, it's down in the greater Vancouver region.
Right. So they knew about all these other changes to with the Compass card and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, so I don't, I can understand West Kelowna not knowing anything about what's happening with SkyTrain because it doesn't affect them.
No, it doesn't.
But at the same time, we need more to happen than just the $45. And that's the message I wanted to see come back.
Well, you're looking for the issues that are on, not just on TransLink, but on BC Transit in other parts of the places, like
right.
in Victoria, Nanaimo, Kelowna, Kamloops,
mm-hmm.
Prince George,
yes,
Prince Rupert, any of those major cities, and of course Nelson too.
I've actually seen their transit working.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, mm-hmm. And there are some cases where you have, in Victoria, for example, you have more frequent bus services, whereas you go to Osoyoos, you don't get as much as frequent service.
Yeah, it's shared with something else.
Yeah, well, it's shared by the partly of the Parte Transit and the Handy Dart service.
Yeah, and it's barely there, right?
It's barely there, and
yeah.
Same goes with Merit. I know Merit has about three or four community shuttle buses.
Yeah, and it's kind of an offshoot from Kamloops.
True. Yes.
Yeah, it's almost like an afterthought sort of thing.
So it ranges between different types of services.
Yeah.
You also have the hospital health connections through BC Transit.
Right.
Not many people don't know about it, but it's there because these are like non-emergency vehicles for that matter.
They're like hospital transfers.
Hospital
and
transfers.
Like
those kind of things.
That sort of stuff, right? It's handled by transit.
Right.
So
those are the other issues that we're facing with this bus pass program. Keep in mind that I do have a bus pass program, deals with Compass Card, linking with TransLink. There are other people outside the facility. I know Peter Bourne only takes taxi rides, but I'm assuming and I'll ask him about this situation because he probably will need some sort of an assistance besides the bus pass program.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is he getting the $54 on additional to his payment? So I'll ask the question on that to
right.
him in August when I go over to Victoria and see what he thinks about this, the PWD, the person with disabilities plan, on not having the bus pass. And of course, he doesn't ride the bus. He rides on taxi fare savers. And seeing that, you know, if there's any other way of getting $54 per year or per month benefits through him. So,
yeah.
So we'll see. And then I'll be talking with some other people as well, including our original cast members, Steve and Lori Sheridan. Those people that do ride on transit as well. So I'm not the only one. There are a lot of people that have this frustration.
Well, it's a pretty big issue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People need to get around, right? It doesn't matter who you are, and it shouldn't matter which your state of ability is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to be free to get around, you know, take care of appointments and do the things necessary to be human, right?
Absolutely.
You know.
Even if it's difficulties, disability difficulties. We're all human here.
Yeah, and one of the things that some people don't really realize is we're all destined headed towards disability,
mm-hmm.
because most seniors have a disability.
Yes,
you know, at least a mobility issue. You know,
well, we're getting to the. I was getting to the point where we're dealing with seniors as well, because there are a lot of seniors over 65 on a low income basis do get this kind of benefits.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which they should be getting that mm-hmm. sort of benefit. They do need to take the bus and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they've for whatever reason they can't have a license anymore, or they don't feel comfortable driving anymore, you know. That sort mm-hmm. of thing, you know, then buses available, you know. Mm-hmm. I know one of my neighbors, senior, she'd rather take the taxi. So mm-hmm. there's a program to get, of course, the fare savers for the taxi, right?
Right.
And a lot of the care homes, they have the handy dart come on a regular basis also.
Yes, and you've now that you mentioned about Handy Dart, Tim Lewis, who regularly takes Handy Dart, he used to be the former Vancouver councillor, was complaining about the situation with the fare gates on SkyTrains and SeaBuses, because if you were to tap this card, you can't even see it because we're on radio.
Yeah.
if you were to tap the card onto a SkyTrain SeaBus with your accessibility wheelchair, you can't hold it because either you have a mouth that controls your wheelchair and you're disabled below the neck,
right?
And you have difficulties of holding stuff, including a bus pass or trying to scan a card to open the door. So that's where TransLink should have made the section 6 second suggestion onto what do you do with the wheelchairs to get through SkyTrain or SeaBus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Lewis, who was in those debated through TransLink meetings, saying that they needed to be changed through those fare gates, and obviously TransLink listened, and I'm hoping that the change will happen pretty soon. So,
yeah. I think I've only seen one fare gate, and that was like a month or so before I actually left.
Mm.
It was in May. Yeah, it was definitely at the beginning of May.
Yeah.
It was at the SeaBus. I saw there was no attendant to mm-hmm. help the people with disabilities open, but the disability fare gate was actually open.
Mm.
I've only seen it once.
All right. Our question, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase to your PWD, person with disability payment? Go now, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That is it for the half-hour show. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back with Station ID in just a moment.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back to the Community Living Show. You're tuning in to the NCRA Radio Networks for the full hour show. And our question today is, do you agree on eliminating a $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD, which, of course, person with disability payment? The email address, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. We're not doing phone calls, so don't bother with the phone calls. And maybe I should ask you that question, Michael. Do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase on the PWD?
I think it's a good start to something, but I don't think it's the ultimate in help. Okay. So, I think it should be implemented in with the idea that there's going to be more to come.
There is going to be more to come.
Yeah.
With the effect on September 1st changes, and of course August 31st is the deadline to get, you know, to have your bus pass for the $45, and of course, and of course that will all change as of September, beginning mm-hmm. of September, and this. We don't know if this is going to be permanent, or if this is going to be some sort of the election scam, right?
Yeah.
So, and to make so much of their promises, I don't know what the Liberal government has made up their promises of what's yet to come for their next election year. I know some of the NDP promises are making plans of possibly of readjusting the bus pass program a little more better than the Liberal government would make their promises out of it. So we're just going to have to wait and see of what it is more to come.
Right.
So,
because like I said, it's just a step.
It is a step.
Yeah.
So we talked about the bus pass. We talked about the Just One Step, More Step project. Any other events that you're going to be doing in the months to come? I know I'll be having a month off in August, but
yeah.
Tell me what are other things you want to look forward to on the show?
Well, I'd like to get more people that have a disability who are doing great things, you know.
Absolutely.
Come on the show and we interview them, and you know, because we all need inspiration, right?
We do.
So, you know, Cheryl Young was one thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the Just One More Step.
Mm-hmm.
But there's others out there.
And there are.
I like to find them and get their voices out there on the air. So
yeah. I'm hoping to bring in one of our listeners to the show. Now, she did a, what we did is the thing called Access Day. I'm hoping to bring BP on and maybe talk about her experience. I know has a accessibility. I wouldn't focus on the things that, you know, of the figure people for that matter. But I mean, what I'm trying to say is describing her as she's, you know, she has accessibility through wheelchair, and she is one of those smaller people. I wouldn't say midget, but I didn't want to say that, but one of those little people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's a very talented person. And of course she does work on, there is another accessibility show. I can't remember what it is, but it's somewhere around in the afternoon on CITR, of course, flagship station, CITR station. And I'm hoping to get in touch if she wants to talk about some issues on Good Stuff.
Yeah.
You were mentioning about so that, you know. And then some, and then probably bring in some more people as I come along. So BP, if you're listening, come to the show if you get a chance. Yeah. So if you get a chance. Yeah, and of course we contact through Facebook anyway, so I'll know for sure.
One of the other people I'd like to get on, because most of you know I'm also a photographer,
mm-hmm.
and Kathy,
and a film producer,
yeah, as well as film producer, yes, Kathy Brown. Mm-hmm. She is a very well known Vancouver photographer, but here's the hitch: is she has 5% of visibility.
5% disability.
She only sees 5% of what a normal person does.
Okay.
So she's essentially blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there is visual impairment.
on a large scale. But, I'll have to share some of her work on Facebook, but
okay,
but it's she doesn't. She's an amazing photographer, and I've seen a lot of respect. She's more talented than I am as a photographer, but she's blind.
All right,
so I'd love to have her come on the show and just tell her story. You know, the last time I saw her was at the Little Black Dress event. It was a fashion event, and I actually had to. Little Black Dress it's a fashion event, and I don't mean to slam their event at all, no. But Kathy and her friends, because they're all blind.
Yep.
Got shuffled around. Okay. They were told that they had certain seats, and then they got moved out of those seats and moved somewhere else.
Mm.
And I didn't think that was right. It's like if somebody receives a ticket for a certain seat, then that's the seat that they're promised, and that's the seat they should be in. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be rearranging everything and then shuffling people behind or not in front, you know, especially I guess they figured they were blind anyway is what the assumption was, so
very
they moved them to the back instead of leaving them to the front.
Okay,
but being blind doesn't mean that yeah, you know, you still have like in Kathy Brown's case, she still has the ability to see some shadows and things like that, or else she wouldn't be a mm-hmm. photographer at all, you know. And one of the council people in Hope, she actually walks around without a cane.
Okay.
City council person in Hope. I had to go find out her name again, but. She was walking around without a cane, or any way you would never have known that she was blind,
right?
Until we actually went into a church, and she needed help getting down four steps because she couldn't see the level of the step.
The steps,
yeah. So blindness is a very broad spectrum,
mm-hmm.
you know, as and well as hearing disabilities too.
Sometimes blind people can't see anything that is more dark. They would probably see a lot of bright stuff. Now, I notice on transit services, some of the poles are bright yellow.
Right.
And so if the blind person can see that, they get a chance to see those.
Visually impaired, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think one of this lady's things was she couldn't see levels.
Okay.
There's some people that everything's just flat. Okay. So if you went down a flight of stairs, it's not flat, but it looks flat.
But it feels like it's flat.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there was one time when I was young and I was... Oh, what was it? I think it was a restaurant or somewhere, but it was totally dark or whatever it is. And I thought there was a hallway that was flat. Okay? Mm-hmm. Little did I know there was one step down. I'm like, ah!
Right.
And you didn't realize there was a one step down because all you can think about that hallway was flat, even though it was dark.
Right.
So it was hard for me to recognize that, you know, I thought that was playing flat, but didn't realize there was a step down.
That's
why I stumbled.
That's a perfect description of one of visual impairments.
Right.
That they can't see that something is a grade down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks flat.
Right. And so, it just felt like it. So
yeah.
Anyways, the question, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase to your PWD, which is the person with disability payment? Email address, newlivingradio@gmail.com. I don't know if I want to read this or not, but I'm hoping to have all of your emails, hopefully by the end of July, and I'll read most of them as best I can. Email address, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase to your PWD payment? We will be back in a moment. This is a Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks.
The 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup includes Bruce Coburn, The New Pornographers, and Lord Huron, plus many more to discover.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th to 17th at Jericho Beach Park.
Get your tickets today online at thefestival.bc.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You're tuned in to Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM. Our email address is communityliving.radio@gmail.com. Do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD, persons with disability payment? And we were coming, you were talking about visually impaired. Now,
yes.
We started up the topic about hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for many listeners, if they don't hear on the radio, they can't even hear what they're hearing, even though the only hearing impaired person would watch television and read the closed captions below
right.
it of what they're visually seeing, right?
Right.
So let's take a moment to the people with disability on hearing impairments, because I know this is radio, and I know that some people don't hear radio because of their total deafness.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people out there that, you know, again, hearing impairments are like visual impairments. It's a broad spectrum, because mm-hmm. I actually have a hearing impairment.
Mm-hmm. Explain more.
And there, in my own hearing, there are areas like frequencies of sound mm-hmm. that I simply cannot hear.
Yeah. So tell me about during the break when you were talking about some sort of an accident you couldn't hear.
Yeah. The accident that with the RV on the walk. The whole crash.
Right.
I heard a single snap. That was it. and the rest of the accident exists in a sound frequency range that I can't hear.
Right.
So one of the conversations that we had when we were all talking about the accident, and they're like, well, you were right there. Couldn't you hear like this big crash, the bang, the explosion and all that sort of stuff? I was like, no. I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it.
And they're like, how did you not hear it? I said, it's in an area of my hearing that I couldn't hear. And there's things that I do that because I don't, it's not obvious because I don't wear hearing aids. And so the reason why I don't wear the hearing aids is because it put my brain on overload. I couldn't. It was just so much information coming at one time. It's like, yeah, I'm sure I was.
You could be hearing from one, say, for example, I'm talking to you on a conversation and mm-hmm. and you're hearing some other parts of it, like cars going by or something.
Yeah, it was a total distraction.
So it's, yeah, I was going to say it's probably a distraction for it.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I do, because it works to my advantage, but it also works to my disadvantage, is I make people look straight at me when they talk. And people are like, wow, you're always so engaged in what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I am engaged in what you're saying because I'm trying to focus on the shape of your mouth as you're talking.
Right.
As well as whatever it is that my ears bring in. Mm-hmm. And there are others out there that I saw a guy in he's in a band, and they actually had to put a surgery, and they put a chip that actually would
is attached to the head.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and it takes the place of makes his ears work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so that, because there's a disconnect between the nerve of the eardrum to his brain. So the chip took that place, was that bridge. Mm-hmm. And now he could hear. Yeah. And he plays music. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a lot of different reasons why people have hearing impairments. And so it's just, think about that the next time that somebody looks at you like, what did you just say? Maybe they really just didn't hear you. And I just have that look sometimes, like, huh, what did you say?
Yes.
Sorry. And it's not that I'm trying to be rude or I wasn't intentionally trying to listen. It's just that maybe you turned away and I just didn't hear you.
Or just didn't read the lips.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's just some things that we need to be sensitive to, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. But,
and it's not something that's always obvious either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you tell that somebody, they're not wearing obvious hearing aids,
mm-hmm.
you know, the classic things that wrap around your ears and all that kind of stuff, because nowadays they have those that are very minute and they fit in your ear and all that kind of stuff, you know.
I saw, what was it? I saw a commercial ad. I don't know if it was one of the first or, I don't know, for a long time, but there was an elderly, I wouldn't say an elderly, but a kind of a, through his mid-age, where he's not speaking as much because there are times where he couldn't hear
mm-hmm.
what the conversations are saying. Or whereas the baby is crying and obviously the other people hear it, but, you know, it's like being, you know, this elderly person didn't hear it because I know he's responsible for looking after for younger kids or something. And it just, you know, it just makes me, no. And the commercial made sense about the hearing loss and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I know it was some sort of an advertisement for the hearing aids, but it was It was interesting to watch it because now that when he had the hearing aids, he can hear what the people are saying, what people are, well, when you hear, you know, a baby crying or a kettle boiling or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you hear those kind of things. Whereas mm-hmm. you didn't because as you age older and older, sometimes your hearings can be
right
impaired.
Yeah. You things like that do happen through old age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things though, is like we need to be sensitive to other to all the needs of people.
Mm-hmm. You know? Same goes with visual. It not only affects on diabetes. I know for a fact it does do mm-hmm. it on diabetes. It can affect on the visual as well. You may not be able to see as much as you grow older.
Right.
So it's the same effects on that too.
Well, yeah, as we get older, the mechanics of the eye itself mm-hmm. start to slow down.
Yeah, that's you why know. You're seeing myself wearing glasses.
And yeah.
As at the time when I was younger, when my age grew older, that's where I got the glasses and the far side seeing. And of course, I can't even see. If I were to take off my glasses now, I wouldn't be able to see the sign saying station news on the bulletin right there. So.
Yeah, and that's only a few feet away.
And it's just a few feet away. So yeah. It's...
And conversely, there's a notice that's been laminated to the table here.
Yeah.
And I can't read that.
You can read?
I can't read
that. You cannot read that.
Yeah, because it's too close, too small. Hmm. So I need my glasses for that.
Okay, so I mean it's closer. And, it's closer, right?
Yeah, it's closer.
You can't read that. And of course, right. Yeah. So
yeah, and that is one of the effects of growing older. You yeah. know that you can't read the close up stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, same with my dad. He had visually, he can't even read close enough, but yeah. he can read it further. But the closer you are, he couldn't read it.
Yeah. So I have a lot of fun with that in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I actually turn it into a bit of a joke. If I don't have my glasses, rather than tell the waitress I can't read the menu, mm-hmm. I ask her, what was she like for lunch that's on the menu?
What are your recommendations?
What are your recommendations? Yes. Yeah, like, you know, when these sort of things happen, it's like you also have to have some fun with them too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, yeah, that's one of the things I do is, what would you like for lunch? And it's like, and they tell me, it's like, well, bring me that. Sometimes it becomes interesting.
Yeah, it does. Mm.
So, it is all about... having sensitivity to
mm-hmm.
to what people need around you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. So, and then, of course, we've got the summer. It is summer here already anyways, but we're hoping to bring more. Well, we had Carrie Gibson on, and she did.
Yeah, how was Carrie?
She did great, and she did the two episodes while you were away. And, oh, what was it? I have to go back through the archives to find out the episodes again. but she had great audiences. She helped a lot, and it was great. And then Dan Yard did the episodes of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She did an episode of cancer, which was really good. He talked about his father, who was longtime caring, loving, passed away of cancer. And his mother dealt almost starting to deal with the cancer, but there was a little thing, kind of a special medicine he was recommending to, wouldn't say recommending to people, but it was some sort of a special medicine that he was, of course it was presented for dad, but he didn't got a chance to have it because He died suddenly so quickly, but and of course this medicine he mentioned, Dan was mentioned about, was the cure of the cancer, and it was I don't even know if it was basically a legal drug or not, but it was, you know, a real cure for the cancer to help. And it was very fascinating what he had on this show, and hopefully he will. I'm hoping he'll have a successful show on a future date. He mentioning the show was being called the Inconclusion Human, or whatever it is, the Inconclusion Human. So we look forward to helping him around in case he gets a chance to have an operator someday. And this program was going to be part of the National Campus and Radio Network sometime soon. So that's the project he would like to do soon. Now both he and I have been best friends with the Community Living Show over the past few years, so he wants to try and do something special for himself. So
yeah,
so this should be fun. And then we had that, and of course the bus pass program I mentioned about. So there were a lot of programs you were your way if you get a chance to archive our show.
No. Back in the world where there's cell phones, internet, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's so some of the places we were in is like you had internet access. It was you could only open up your email,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was because they didn't have enough bandwidth to open up like Facebook and YouTube and all those sort of things. So they kindly asked you not to open those things up on your computer and on your cell phones, just to check your email. That's what you wanted to do, and that was it.
I also like to big shout out to Ben Rimper, who came onto the show and talked about some of his entertainment stuff that is happening in his life too. So. Big shout out to him, big shout out to Dan Yard, and big shout out to Kerry Gibson, who are out of the scenes, but if they do listen to the show, they can. And
well, Kerry helps us a lot of times get some people in to be interviewed and things like that. So she's kind of behind the scenes, but always kind of involved somehow.
Right. So,
which is pretty cool.
Anyway, so again, the question we asked you is, do you agree on eliminating a $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase to your PWD? Email address again, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Again, I'm starting to get the flow of the emails. I will get to all of them as best I can through the end of July. We will have a Community Living show on July 29th. No, July 28th edition for all of your bus pass questions and stuff. So I will get most of your emails as best as I can. But for now, that is it for the show. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Kelly.
And we will be back again next week, same time, same station.
Yes.
All right. Take care, everybody, and have a great day, and stay tuned for upcoming shows in your region. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.